On today's show, Honda wants to maximize the fuel economy of the new Ridgeline, how to hide your car from police radar, and Infiniti brings us a techno symphony of car sounds. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 26th of 2015. With sales of pickups going strong in the American market, Honda does not want to get left behind. But it needs a new truck. When it introduced the Ridgeline, sales peaked at 50,000 units a year, but last year, that sank to a paltry 13,000 trucks. While Honda will not reveal details of how it will improve the Ridgeline, it did release this sketch. As you can see, the bed of the truck is much more conventional looking compared to the very odd side profile of the version that just went out of production. Jeff Conrad, a senior vice president at Honda, tells Autoline that they want to beat their previous sales peak, but they're not going to go after the commercial market. He does drop one hint, and I quote, "We want to maximize the fuel economy." Well, they have to. The old Ridgeline had a combined fuel economy rating of only 17 miles per gallon. Ever since Ford sold off Volvo to Geely, the Swedish automaker has struggled, but it looks like it's starting to make progress. Global sales were up almost 9% to 466,000 cars last year. This year, the company predicts it will top 500,000 units. Revenue came to $15.6 billion, and it achieved an operating profit of $271 million. Even though that's progress, it represents an operating profit margin of less than 2%. Volvo is especially counting on the launch of the new XC90 crossover in the U.S., a market where the company is going through especially tough times. Still to come, how to put your car in stealth mode, and Honda takes another step closer to putting private jets in the sky.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
If you're concerned about the increased use of license plate scanners, here's a solution for you. Called Veil G5, it's a coating that you apply to your license plate, headlights, or other reflective surfaces so that they absorb lasers, so it makes it harder for the police to detect you. You can buy it online, and a bottle of the product costs $100. Don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later on tonight, where, fresh from their big Daytona 500 win last weekend, we'll be joined by Jamie Allison from Ford Racing, as well as a very special guest. Tune in for not only some of the great racing talk, but also to see who Jamie brings into the Autoline After Hours studio. That's tonight right here on Autoline.tv. Honda keeps getting closer to the launch of its private jet. It just installed a full-motion flight simulator at the Honda Aircraft Company headquarters in Greensboro, North Carolina. The flight simulator was made by a company called Flight Safety International. Honda says it's putting a significant effort and investment into flight training for all of its customers, even though the Honda jet was designed for simple, intuitive operation. Sounds like they want this thing to be sort of the Civic of the sky. Coming up next, Audi gives us a taste of what they want to put in their showrooms, while Infiniti lets us listen to a techno symphony of car sounds.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
but don't give up and
your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find
let
you
him go.
In the end.
Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Audi just revealed a couple of new vehicles that it's going to unveil at Geneva. First up is the Prologue Avant, which is a variant of the Prologue concept that it unveiled at the LA Auto Show. Like the previous car, the Avant is a look into the company's future design direction. It's powered by the same hybrid powertrain that's equipped in the Q7 e-tron Quattro, which is a 3-liter diesel that's mated to an electric motor and an 8-speed manumatic transmission. The company also took the wraps off the new R8. It's offered with two 5.2-liter 10-cylinder engines, one with 540 horsepower. The other cranks out 610 horses. Depending on the model, the R8 is up to 110 pounds lighter than the outgoing one. The R8 goes on sale this summer with prices ranging from about $185,000 to $210,000. Here's something pretty cool. Infiniti's Middle East operations just created this video called Chromatic. All the images you see are vehicles from the company's lineup, and the techno music you hear are sounds created by the cars. Here's a little taste. The music was created by composer and producer Megadon Betamax, while the visuals were done by animator and videographer Misha Shiukin. The project took 8 months to complete and is being distributed globally by Universal Music Group. You can click on the link if you want to hear the entire version, but that wraps up today's report, and I want to thank you for watching.